welcome to episode 123 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning into our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Elizabeth. Some people think using a travel agent is all about finding the best deal out there or the cheapest travel package. Actually, one of the greatest services your agent can provide is showing you how to get the best value for your trip. Tonight, we want to talk about when it might be worth it to splurge a little more on your trip to make the experience better. When is it worth it to upgrade? We've got some great suggestions for you, so let's get started. I know one of the things that comes to mind immediately for me and a lot of people is if you're celebrating something special, like a birthday or an anniversary or
honeymoon.
A honeymoon, once in a lifetime. Maybe it's a destination that you might only visit once.
Oh yeah, like Alaska. When people go to Alaska and they're like, "This is my one and only time. I'm never going back. It's so far." They'll splurge for that helicopter trip and
the balcony. It's like don't do a destination focused, trip like that without a balcony. It's so important.
The Alaska cruise. I think the other one would be Tahiti.
Yeah,
so great to go.
Those are some obvious ones, but I have to say, maybe I'm just going to paint myself as high maintenance here, but I upgrade all the time. I mean, it's always
that's because you understand the value.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the key thing is, and there are some statistics out there that say that, a high number of people upgrade when they get to a resort.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or people always ask about upgrades and what they can get once they're there.
And they think they're going to get that upgrade for free. But what ends up happening is they get there and they're like, "Sure, we'll upgrade you. It's going to be X number of dollars." And I got a secret to tell you. That's more than it would have been had you just booked it to begin with.
Yeah.
You think you're getting a deal because you're probably not actually getting a deal.
Book the one you want.
When you want it.
Then you know it's available.
Yeah. If you book it. And we were actually just talking offline right before we started recording. You know, I have a client who booked super early for a cruise that she literally just took this week. She probably booked a year and a half ago for this cruise, like almost as soon as the cruise became available. And she was in a suite and she priced a similar suite and it was 5 times more, and to be fair, probably 3 times more because she's going to bring more people with her because she had such a great time. But, she got a great deal because she booked way ahead of time and she went ahead and bought that upgrade at the time she booked and didn't wait to see if maybe the price would drop. And
I think they're really moving away from that mode of giving you a bet, giving you a bonus for procrastinating,
right?
Reward for waiting to the last minute anymore.
Well, and that's one thing that before I, started training to become a travel agent, I would have never thought this was a good time to book for June of 18 for a cruise.
But
when people say to me, I want to go to Australia, but it's probably not going to be for a couple years. And I'll say, tell me what your bucket list is now, because I can begin to watch for when sales come up, because you just don't know. It's when you buy that far in advance, I can keep my eye open for you and get you more value for the same money. You think 6 months is plenty of time. It's not plenty of time. It's not plenty of time.
I was contacted in January, especially if you have a non-traditionally sized family. I was contacted in January for a family of 5 who wanted to go to Alaska. And they had a generous budget. It wasn't, it wasn't top of the line budget, but they had a generous budget. And there was nothing available for this summer. There's only 3 months in the summer that they could go. And actually the main problem was there was a particular national park they wanted to see. And the only cruise line that had cabins big enough for their family still available doesn't go to that national park. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, so they're actually looking at booking for next year now. We're recording this in February. They're looking for summer of 2018. That would be a trick.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's pretty different.
Yeah, yeah, and you get your pick of the litter too. When you book early, you get to choose where you want to be. You know, you get mm-hmm. to choose exactly the room that you want. You don't have to settle for a category that you didn't necessarily want. So
yeah.
We see this a lot. You know, we're now it's winter and everybody's thinking about spring break all of a sudden because they didn't think about it, and you know they're wanting I hear there's last minute deals.
Not really.
Not really. No, because you're traveling at peak time and everyone's traveling and airfare is not that cheap.
If there's inventory out there that isn't moving right now, it's probably not inventory you want. You know, you know, let's just think about
why.
When you go to the shoe rack at Nordstrom, the discount shoes, you know, for a girl like me, I love it because they're all size 11 because that's what they couldn't sell, you know. But if you were a perfect size 6 or whatever, you're not going to get a great variety on the clearance rack because.
Well, and the value, for it seems like it goes even further. It's like if we can, you know, say you're wanting to go to an all-inclusive like beaches or sandals or something like that, and you're booking in, you know, September, October for the trip you want to take during spring break. Well, it's then that we can begin to look at, you know, getting you the room in the building that you want to be in, or making sure that you get beachfront and not just ocean view. Or,
right.
You know, it's you know, all the little pieces that we can, you know, do you want to go ahead and look at your excursions now to make sure that when you get down there and everybody else is on the catamaran, you know, cruise and you didn't book and you want to get on last minute, but they're all full because it's spring break week. And there's not any room, you know.
Taking that a step further, you know, asking someone to think a year in advance or 2 years in advance, you know, close your eyes and picture what you want out of your vacation. Do you see yourself sitting in your room, cracking open a can of Michelob Light, Sandy?
Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
Let's not insult her.
Having to trek out to the bar to get your alcohol, because yes, you're in an all-inclusive, but you didn't plan ahead and think that you'd want that.
The
room with the
level.
Convenience yeah. of the alcohol inside and get the club level room, or you didn't know that you were going to want your 24-hour room service. And the last place you want to be when you realize that that stuff is important to you is already on your trip without those things. So.
Well, and that's actually when I recently went to Sandals Barbados and we had an episode on it. And on the shuttle over, I was listening to another couple, and he was talking to his friends about how he couldn't wait to get to the resort because he was going to put in for an upgrade, and he knew exactly the kind of room that he was going to get. He checked in right beside me. Nope. And I was there in December. And she's like, yeah, we don't have anything available in any category higher than your room. He's like, what do you mean? You know, I read on the internet that I could, there's nothing.
Not everything you read on the internet is true.
It's all booked. And I mean, and I will say I've had clients successfully upgrade on property, and then I've had clients be disappointed, you know, trying to do that. And I've had clients who book with the room that they wanted with me, and they're like, thank you. Because it's just one, you know, they have the room that they want.
Yep.
When they start, and frankly, they paid. That's the my clients who have upgraded. They've paid to upgrade at the resort, and I assure you, it would have been less had they paid with me. But for some reason, they feel like they got something, you know, because they negotiated. I've never asked them how much they paid when they do that, but it's probably not cheaper.
Let's not forget the cost of your peace of mind too, because if you book what you really want. You know, even if it's a year or a year and a half in advance, you book what you want, you know you have what you want. You're not stressing over worrying about, well, I read on the internet that 15 other people said that this is what I should do. And
yeah.
Am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to, you know, you have what you want. You have your peace of mind. And really that peace of mind is, I mean, that's the whole reason most people take vacation anyway. It's to relax and enjoy yourself and enjoy the process. And you're not going to enjoy it if you're stressing out over whether or not you're going to get that upgrade. And now that guy who you checked in next to, I'm sure he had a fantastic trip for the rest of his time
And he probably did because he probably had a beautiful room to begin with. But, and I don't know, you know, I think he might have been trying to get to butler level from club level. So, you know, he at least booked it. And if you want to try that, okay, but make sure you start someplace where you'll be happy. Because if you're going to book an entry level room and then try to get an upgrade from there,
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot of money. And that's the other thing that people don't realize. I've had this actually. We can talk about Disney World for a minute. You know, there's three general types of resorts at Disney World. There's deluxe, moderate, and value. There's a few exceptions to all of those. But anyway, those are the main ones. And I'll have somebody book into a moderate. And I had this happen actually to a family a couple of years ago. They really wanted to stay at a deluxe resort. And they had a particular one in mind. And it wasn't one of the more expensive ones. It was the Wilderness Lodge, which as far as deluxe resorts go, it's a great value because of where it is. That's a big travel agent secret. Don't tell anybody. So that's where they really wanted to stay. But we ended up booking them at Coronado Springs because they didn't want to pay for Wilderness Lodge. And there's nothing wrong with Coronado Springs. It's a beautiful moderate resort, but it isn't Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
The second they checked in, they were like, we've got to go over to Wilderness Lodge. Well, first of all, there was no availability. I won't say there's none. There was a little availability, but it was club level.
So way more.
So with thousands of dollars more. Yeah. And had we just booked it when they wanted to book their vacation, it was actually a pretty good price for what it was, but it just seemed like too much money at the time. And I think there's this mental thing of, well, I'm going to spread that money out and I don't mind paying a little bit to upgrade when I get there. It's not a little bit. I had this happen to another family where we were at a moderate resort and they wanted to move to another moderate resort because they decided that maybe the one that they chose wasn't a good choice. Moving to another one would have been several thousand dollars more because it was 3 weeks before their trip, mm-hmm. as opposed to the year ahead that we booked the original room.
Yeah, because then you don't have, if you switch, you don't keep the promo. And you know, mm-hmm. I mean, once the promo's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And, when you're,
well, and another instance of that, it may not seem like exponential in terms of money, but it's, and I just had this happen with, you know, a family who unfortunately couldn't make their trip to Hawaii because of illness. And they bought the trip insurance, but the trip insurance only covered their room and their flights. And we had that, we're going to fly them out of Raleigh. And so we had gotten two rooms on both sides of their trips out of Raleigh. And when I gave them the choice of getting a non-refundable room or paying a little bit more and getting the refundable room, I spoke to them about why I would pay a little bit more, and they really, at that point, it wound up saving them at that point $57. You know, this was a $12,000 trip, $57, and then it canceled, and they lost $600.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that small of the difference between when you're looking at motels and making the choice between a non-refundable rate and a rate where you can, you know, it could be refundable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, change it.
Is a value, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where travel agent can really help you.
Yeah.
Is and to help you, you know, find that out.
You can say all day long, well, I'm going to go on my vacation no matter what. Yeah. Not actually. don't text fate that way.
It would be nice if it did, but I think touching again on the Disney thing, I mean, time is money. And when you're talking about upgrading from a value to a moderate or to a deluxe, I mean, what I run into a lot are families who don't, you know, do that. Don't close your eyes and think about what are the steps you're going to be taking on your vacation. Do you have small little children who are going to need to get back to the resort to take a nap? Do you have people with mobility issues? Do you have people who are going to want that break? Are you going to want to use the facilities at your resort? And choosing the resort to fit the vacation that you want is so important. And I think sometimes it can be too easy. And I'm guilty of this myself sometimes when I travel, putting that dollar sign first. And granted, if it's a place that I go to a lot, if it's someplace like Disney where I've been a million times and I'm going to be a million times more, and maybe I want to save this one time on this trip, that's fine. But if it's a once in a lifetime trip, or if it's a once every you don't know, or if, you know, if it's a multi-generational trip, if it's something that's really important to you that you have this experience and that it be exactly what you want it to be, those are the times you really need to upgrade. You need to pick the room that you want to be in. Pick the room at the resort you want to be in, whether it's Disney or whether it's someplace else, mm-hmm. because you can't, you know, you can't redo those.
Yeah. I think
those moments.
I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but I do think we're all, you know, we want to think that we're getting the best price. and we see that there's lower prices for something, so we want to pay the lowest price. And it, you know, it even comes down to, I actually quoted somebody at a hotel in Europe today, and they wanted the best price on it. And I said, well, okay, here's the best price I can find, but it is a run of house room, which means they literally could put you in a room where the whole HVAC unit is taking up half of your room. I mean, you know, and there's like nothing you can do about that. Pretty, you know, it really is. That's what run of house means. And a lot of these Priceline, Travelocity, those sorts of places, when they're selling you those base level rooms, that's what they're selling you. And sometimes they're not even selling you a room. Those are places where you start getting walked, which is the travel industry lingo for, we booked too many rooms in this hotel. We don't have any. So you're going to get to stay in the hotel down the street. Now, maybe that hotel's okay, but that's not the hotel you booked. Yeah. You know, didn't you like take time choosing? Yeah. So, and maybe it's not okay. You know, you just
So, to kind of switch away from like the horror stories of things that can go really bad, let's talk a little bit about what you might get for that upgrade price. Cause I had a really good example. I had a client who, wanted to book like an anniversary trip, and they were looking at a cruise, and they picked a celebrity cruise, and for like $100 more per person, they could bump up to the Aqua class, which is one of their,
it's not like, the high level suites.
It's not the high level suites, but you get certain perks, like special, you know, you get priority boarding, you get slippers and robes in your room, you get, you know, champagne.
The pillow menu, isn't that the pillow menu and like the,
you get
essential oils.
You get to, Laura was saying, you get that access to the relaxation spa. You know, so it's just a nicer experience for not that much more money, you know, and they had, you have special access to a restaurant than only people in the office get, you know, so, and if, you know, for just $100 more of a person for a week long vacation, so worth it to just bump that up just a little bit, just to see what's out there, you know?
And my clients who are just on the Allure, they had a suite. And they'd never actually cruised before. And I'm looking at their Facebook pictures, and it's like pictures of the concierge lounge and pictures of the little area on deck that's only for suite level guests. And I thought, they're never going to be
spoiled.
They're so spoiled. Because those are things that when you're booking, you know, if you're really price, if you're thinking price only, and you're like, oh, I'm never going to use that. They used it all the time, literally all the time. All of their pictures, totally suite level amenities. That's the only stuff they took pictures of. So yeah, you'd be surprised when you have it, how much you use it. Now, can you live without it? That's where you have to decide. But if you think, I'm going to book this and then I'm going to upgrade, that's where you're going to be disappointed.
This is when it's like, especially if it's a special occasion, do it. Yep. Just do it, because you're going to really appreciate that you have, especially like priority boarding. That's like a really nice perk. Yeah.
I have a great client. They book like 4 vacations a year. In fact, I can't even keep track. I actually started accidentally talking to them about the wrong vacation. Cause I was like, so you're going on this ski trip and it's going to be in a, that's April. Let me do your February ski trip. They travel all the time. And, they just went on a Disney cruise, and it was a 3-night cruise, and they had never done concierge level. And she called me, she said, I'm considering concierge level. I was like, do it. She said, but it's so much more. Do it. But are you sure? Do it. And she, like 10 minutes on board, she's like, totally worth it. totally worth every penny.
Yeah.
So and it's hard for us sometimes to explain it to you, because you're listening with a filter of, price.
Yeah.
And so we're talking, and it's all wah, wah, wah. And you're thinking,
dollar sign.
You're thinking, but I don't need that. But I can live without that. But I can, but you don't want to. That's the problem.
Yeah,
you don't actually want to. You're there, you'll really wish you had it. So
you will appreciate
it. And just remember, this is a whole vacation. It's sort of, I'll just even dumb it down to the whole airline thing. People are like, well, why do they charge me more for economy comfort? Well, because you've insisted the airline, you meaning society as a whole, not you personally, have insisted that airlines cost less. Oh, I need the cheapest. Well, but why can't I actually fit my knees into this seat? Well, because you've demanded the cheapest for so long. This is how they're doing it. And then they're upselling you to the price of what your ticket probably would have been had you just had society not demanded that airline prices go down. So now go ahead and take advantage of that. Take that upgrade. It's not that much more. That it's not unreasonable for an airline.
Try
this
out
is a machine
a
that
length.
Like
yeah.
puts you up in the air and hangs you there by physics alone. This is like the coolest thing ever. You should have to pay $1 million for it, and you don't. Go ahead and get a seat where you can actually fit your knees into the aisle, and where you might get a free drink. You know, Delta's comfort class is totally worth every penny you pay.
I am already planning to buy the United pass for the lounge when I have my 5-hour layover in Houston in a couple months. But I'm like, I mean, last time I got a free pass, but now I'm like $60. Yeah. For 5 hours. That's what? $12 an hour. Yes. That's totally worth it.
Totally
yeah.
worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another one too that, I'm sorry, Laura, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just did. And you know, you guys know me well enough to know that, you know what? I'm not the big spender in the group, but I flew home at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And very unlike me, you know, here's the travel industry already having an effect on me, I decided I was going to fly first class.
Yay!
Ooh. And I was like, you know, I'm a bigger girl, and so I always kind of fret flying because God knows he's going to sit next to me and I'm going to tick off. But I was just like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. It's going to be crazy. You know, the airports are going to be crazy. And it was, I think it was $200 extra.
Oh God!
But I got to board first. You know, there were fun, really good little snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and two of the legs we were delayed. So I'm sitting up there, you know, drinking my little drink, eating my little raspberry whole wheat fig Newtons, just happy as a little lark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my bigger seat, nothing. I wasn't squished. My legs had plenty of room. I was like, I am a goner.
Yeah,
I am a goner.
Oh yeah,
so worth it.
But now I'm but you know, it's like when we flew back from San Diego. Mm-hmm. You know that's a long butt flight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
You know, and to be in this really tight seat, mushed three together, and your legs can only go in one position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm never doing that again.
I'm
so much more comfortable. So I you know, you have to come back and work the next day. It's like every part of me. That $200 was a health investment.
Yeah.
My mental health, my physical health, my spiritual health, everything.
That's the perfect way to put that,
yeah.
too, look, because you bought your sanity.
Yeah.
Not just sanity, but wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a wellness investment. It's like, I'm not going to have to worry, you know, because sometimes people, especially during the holidays, can be grouchy. I'm not going to have to worry. And, you know, first class passengers are always the ones who are going to, you know, get on first and not be as delayed and all that. That's the other thing is I think I flew Delta, but your bags are special marked if you fly first class.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And they come off the truck first.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there, your bags are the first on that. You don't have to sit there and watch every other blue, you know, bag go past you. Yours is coming out the first 8 or 10 bags.
Doesn't
your
it
bag and you're on the way.
Doesn't it include your baggage fees too?
Yeah, you don't have to pay extra.
It includes your baggage fees, which is $25 each way, sometimes $35. So that's already, you know, a value.
Yep.
I didn't have to buy any snacks in the airport or any drinks because I knew, you know, I'd get there, you know, before you sit down, they're already, you know, hawking their, you know, what can I get you to drink kind of thing.
Yep.
So.
Yeah,
it was huge.
Yeah,
it was huge to me, and I said, you know, it made all the difference in the world.
Yeah,
I've
talked before about my friend Walter, who's always trying to kill me. Like he puts me in cages with wolves and things like that. And actually, when we went to Colorado last year, I was like, so I'm considering upgrading to first class. He's like, really? I've never done that before. And I told him how much it was. He's like, okay, maybe. And he actually, like, one of his knees is, he doesn't have an actual knee. I think he has a zombie knee. Like he has a cadaver knee because he completely destroyed like his ACL or something. So, so he's always having to stretch out, and I was like, this is a long flight. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And halfway through the flight, he looked at me, he's like, I hate you because I'm never going to be able to, you know, I'm never going to be able to fly another way again, you know? And sure enough, on the way back, we were looking for upgrades because we hadn't upgraded. I was like, just try it and see if you like it. And there were seats available on the way back. I said, if you like it, we can upgrade for the way back. But by the time we were coming back, those seats were gone. So yeah, he was very bitter.
Well, I have yet to experience first class. Maybe I need to look at that.
You never go
back. I have once, but I didn't pay for it. And I really wish I'd never experienced it. Cause you're right. Cause it's hard. It's hard. So I gave up a flight on United and spent an extra night in a location, which I tend to want to do all the time. And they put me on the next flight the next morning, and all they had was, she's like, all I have is a first class seat to give you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take this.
If I have to, yeah.
I'm surprised she did that. She must have really liked you.
I gave my flight up. There was a girl who wanted to get home, and it was an oversold flight, and I said, I'm like the Hunger Games. I'm Katniss every time. I'm like, I'm not here. I can work from anywhere. I get to check out another hotel.
I think what you said about, you know, pointing out, Cindy, about the luggage, I hadn't even thought about that, you know. It's just, yeah. You know, you begin to look at it, you know, it's like, what will it, you know, save you? What are other ways that you can, you know, take really good care of yourself or get really good value from it. Mm-hmm. You know, by upgrading to concierge level that, you know, you're going to have all these, you know, snacks in your room or drinks in your room or, you know, whatever it is. And you won't be, you know, purchasing anything, or you won't have to, especially if you have, you know, a family and there's children and like when those are readily available and you're not having to go up and down the elevator and out to get something.
Yeah. Well, this is, yeah. Clients say to me all the time when I'm talking about butler level, well, I don't need a butler. Well, no. If you needed a butler, you would have one at home. I mean, it's not a need. We're not talking about needs right now, but we're talking about a vacation experience. And when are you ever going to have a butler except on vacation?
Yeah.
It's for a week or 5 days or 4 days or whatever. I mean, it is... Yes, it's a luxury, but that's what vacation is sort of about. And if you can't afford it, okay, fine, don't do that. But, you know, if you're really just saying, well, I just want the lowest price, so I'm just going to go with a bare bones vacation, you're not really helping yourself in the end.
Yeah.
Your vacation will be better and you will have fewer concerns and fewer worries the higher you upgrade your experience to be. And once you have a butler, I mean, the butler will unpack for you. Oh, that's weird. That's not weird. That's awesome. Like, that's like an hour of your vacation that you just got back, you know? So
your butler will make your reservations for you and will do. I didn't know I needed a butler until I had one. Mm-hmm. And now I couldn't imagine. Like, I think that's you have to figure out where your line in the sand is.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that are non-compromisable for you? For me, it's the spa stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time I go somewhere, I know I'm going to spend X amount of dollars on a spa experience. It doesn't matter.
So for you, something like Aqua Class is going to always work.
To the spa class. I'm going to pay for the spa pass. I'm going to do that every single time because that's the value in my vacation for me. That is what personally I'm going to do. So I think everyone has to find that. What do they want out of their vacation? Do they want this relaxing, enjoying? Do you want what level of relaxation do you want? What level? And then focus on that and not so much on, oh, I have to pay for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have to pay for this. And vacation is a luxury.
And that goes back to, you know, the earlier you book it, the longer you have to pay for it. So, you know, you get that price.
And generally, you know, people say to me all the time, I hear about last minute deals. And we actually talked about this offline just before we recorded this as well. I have clients on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and Royal Caribbean is running a wonderful special right now. But they booked about a year ago for their spring break cruise. The same cabin isn't available. They need two of them connecting because they have a large family. Couldn't get it. So the only option with a sale would be a suite. Well, I assure you, it's more expensive than what you know, where when we booked you super early, you got exactly the cabins you wanted, you know, that connect in the way that you want them to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to be said for that. It, you know, if you're a single person traveling alone, yeah, maybe there is a great last minute deal for you. By all means, wait. If you have that flexibility, you can go any particular week and just, you can keep looking, super. But
if you live in Florida and you don't have to worry about airfare.
Yeah. If you have a family of 15 and you think the way you're going to save is, you know, you're going to take your extended family, you're going to wait till 2 weeks before spring break to book it.
Yeah. It's not, or if you are traveling with the grandparents and you want to make sure your cabins connect, you better book it early.
Or that the grandma and grandpa have a cabin that is accessible because one of them needs a wheelchair or, you know, has mobility issues. You know, you do not want to have to take the last cabin that's all the way forward on the cruise ship. Because, yes, it's probably close to the forward elevators, but not everything on the ship is near the forward elevators. And grandma and grandpa are going to hate you for that.
Yeah, and you're changing, every time you change location, you're changing category. Mm-hmm. So you're not in that lowest category anymore necessarily, you know, so, yeah. Lots of stuff to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's one of the, you know, that's a really, you guys kind of skimmed over it, but that's a really good point about, you know, how people will look online and they think they can get a cheaper price online. Mm-hmm. But they're not, they don't know anything about the categories.
Mm-hmm, right.
They don't know anything about, you know?
Booking blind. Whether it's a hotel or a cruise, you are really at the mercy of whatever search engine you are using.
And that, you know, that has value. Mm-hmm. That has value. That one of the customer that I just booked said, you know, that they really don't like being, they were on a ship and they noticed that when they were in the back of the ship, they could feel the motion more. They really like being midship. Well, you don't know that if you're just booking blind on, you know, that that's really important to them, and that the motion of the ship can really, you know, ruin it for them. Somebody else said, you know, I didn't know that on the ship there were some balcony verandas that have a cover on them and some that don't. And some of the ones that don't, people can stand above and throw stuff down, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and she said, and there, like, there were a couple of nights that their dinner or whatever they were doing was ruined because people were, you know. So, and she said, we would have gotten the cover. Yeah. You know, I don't know how we, you know, and I said, well, that's when you call a travel agent.
Yeah.
Because that kind of thing is not going to come up when you, you know, go to a massive warehouse experience.
Yeah.
And they just say, this is cheaper. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to say, yes, it's going to cost $200 more, but you can be right in the ship where you want, and there's a cover on your balcony.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's not an obstructed view. You know, you don't have, like, this lifeboat in front of you or something.
That's, I love when people say, well, I saw that it was an obstructed view, but I figured it was just a pole. But it was a whole lifeboat. Like, I couldn't see anything. I'm like, yeah, that's that obstructed view. I mean, I'm glad that you're optimistic and think that it's just a little, you know, there's going to be a cord in front of my room and I won't know. It's an obstructed view. That's what that means.
I might have just lean around it.
Yeah. Like, you actually can't, you're getting some natural light, but you're not actually going to see anything except for bright yellow, you know, lifeboat. And by the way, you're also on a deck where people can jog by in the morning. So if you're one of those people who wants to have the curtains open, it's going to be awkward for somebody.
we're talking about upgrading for value, and really for some people, deciding to use a travel agent is upgrading for value. You know, is to say, no, I'm not gonna look online and be going to work and say I got this for $2.93, and I'm going to be gone for 6 months to, you know, Tahiti. But you know, I'm gonna trust somebody else to help me find something that's gonna cost me, you know, a little bit more, and that I'm gonna be incredibly happy with.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that knows the ships, that has been there, that knows that you know, all the restaurants they have there. There's no vegan options that I would have got on the ship and really not found much to eat. Whatever it is for you, you know, that could just, you know, spoil your, you know, or make it or break it for you.
Yeah.
You know, really hate that you missed it.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.